Okay, Parshat Shmini. One of the stories we have in Parshat Shmini is the story of Nadav and Avihu, who, according to the Pasuk, Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, Vayichlu v'nei Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, what do? They took ish machtato, each one took his shovel, Vayinu v'hen ish, and they put fire on it, Vayasim alek Torah, and they burnt the incense, by a krivul ifnei Hashem eish zara, and they slaughtered over a foreign fire, not the one from the Mizbeach. Shelo tziva utam, either that which they weren't commanded to do, or against which they were commanded to do, or they weren't told to do any of this. So all the Mefarshim have to explain what it is that Nadav and Avihu's sin was. So let's look at what the Netziv has to say. Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, the Netziv comments, B'nei Aaron Nadav and Avihu, he points out that the order is backwards here. How would you normally say it? Vayichu Nadav Avihu B'nei Aaron. For example, Shimon and Levi, the sons of Yaakov, went and did X or Y. It doesn't say that. It says, the sons of Aaron Nadav and Avihu. V'lo k'tiv Nadav and Avihu B'nei Aaron. Mikam darshu b'toar kohanim, the Midrash on Vayikra says, shelo chilku kavod Aaron. They weren't giving kavod Aaron, meaning Aaron really should have done the avodah, not them. Shenagu kimo shelu ayavanav. They acted as though they weren't his sons. V'achi nidrash b'parshan v'yishlach v'yichu shnei b'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi. This is what we say, that shnei b'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi, the two sons of Yaakov Shimon v'Levi, they're acting like they weren't the sons of Yaakov Avinu. Let's look at one more line in the Netziv, or in the second column, the second line. Derech drash haniskar, shenichnesu me'ish hitlavut shel avad Hashem. They went in out of really, really loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think that Nadav and Avihu were here looking to be mischievous. They were here looking to be malicious. They were being flippant with the laws. They didn't care. No. Nadav and Avihu were in a state where they were really, really inspired. And they were in love with Hashem. And they wanted to go do the Avodah. But Amra Torah, da'af al-gav, da'avat Hashem, yekarehi be'inei Hashem. Even though Hashem loves when you love Him. Avalo bezeh derech asher lo tziva. Hashem loves when you love Him in the way He commanded to love Him. Not in any other way. This is what Hashem said to do. You can do all sorts of mitzvot, and that show Hashem how much you love Him by doing them. There's no way to show Hashem how much you love Him in any other way. There's a comment made regarding the Ketoret. That the Ketoret says that this is the recipe for the Ketoret. We put in this, and we put in that, and we put in this, and we put in that. And it's it, and meraglaim, urine would be good for it, but we don't bring that into the Beit HaMikdash. And then we know that that there's a certain ingredient that if you were to put in a drop of honey, it would smell so amazing that nobody would be able to stand the smell. They would just pass out in elation, exhilaration from such an amazing smell. And yet we don't put that in, because it is not part of what is supposed to be in it. Hashem says, these are the ingredients, not any other ones. Don't think you can improve on anything Hashem told you to do. Oh, but it's going to smell better. Doesn't matter. Hashem wants you to worship Him the way He said to worship Him, not to come up with new ways. And that, says the Netziv, is the problem. Even when you're doing it for Avas Hashem, oh, let me just do this thing and we'll be really inspired to Avas Hashem if I just do X or Y, you know, Heter Kirov, whatever it is. No, Avas Hashem, the way Hashem said to do. So now look at the Herchev Dover. Okay? He says, Ish lazbir tamashinoi. Why did it switch B'nei Aaron Nadav and Avihu instead of saying Nadav and Avihu B'nei Aaron? Nisham k'tiv shnei B'nei Yaakov v'kham k'tiv B'nei Aaron. V'inei sham be'arnu, if you look what the Netziv comments regarding Yaakov's sons, Shimon and Levi, So he says, Shimon and Levi, you had to say Shnei. Why? Because each one was doing what they were doing, attacking the city of Shechem, with different goals in mind. They weren't doing it for the same reasons. Both Nadav and Avihu were entering to do the Avodah for the same reason, to get closer to Hashem, because they loved Hashem so much. They couldn't contain themselves, they couldn't hold it in, their thirst, in order to have more knowledge and to honor the Mechaber Hashem more. For this lust and thirst, to quench that thirst, they went in to be makter the ktoret inside the heichal. The ktoret who davar, maybe the yad liday hit karvut yeter l'shamayim. Bringing the ktoret, burning the incense, is what brings you closer to shamayim. It is, and when you do it the right way, it works. Remember, what was Merit Korach? Korach comes with 250 people, and they say, we want to be Kohanim. So what do they do in this big showdown? He says, okay, you'll bring a Ktoret, and you'll bring a Ktoret, and Hashem will decide. Why specifically a Ktoret? Because the Ktoret is about a sign of, I want to get closer to Hashem. And the only way to get closer to Hashem properly is in the way Hashem wants. Don't think that Netziv says that the 250 people with Korach didn't love Hashem. They weren't just rebelling. They also loved Hashem. So why can't I be a priest? They weren't wanting to be a priest for only the wrong reasons. Meaning they were wrong to want to be priests. But they weren't completely wrong for wanting to be a priest, because part of the reason they wanted to be a priest was that they did love Hashem and wanted to be closer to Him. And what better way to feel closer to Hashem than to do the Avoda all the time? Okay, this isn't going to be a Torah about feminism, though it could fit very well. Because sometimes there's people who want to do a certain activity that's not for them. You know, I want to go do the, I want to go be a Kohen and Duchen. Let's have a this Pesach, let's have Birchas Kohenim, we're women duchen. Yeah, I don't know if you read the news. It's in the news right now. Okay? So, what, you're going to worship Hashem in a way that He says not to worship you? Doesn't make any sense. That was the mistake that they were making. That was the mistake Adas Korach was making. That was the mistake that Bnei Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu were making. Okay, let's read this next paragraph, because this line is important. Because, like I said, every Mefaresh has to explain what the chet of Nadav and Avihu were. And if you look, you could come up with probably 10, 12 chatayim that they had. If you go through with like a nice mikros gedolo, Torah Chaim, you know, Project Ashud, you choose this pasuk and say, show me what all the Mefarshim say, and then you start to tally it up, you could probably come up with 10 or more chatayim that they had. And the Netziv is going to ask, why are we piling up? What was their chate? They went in with their head uncovered. They weren't wearing the proper big day kahuna. They were drunk. Okay, we already got three, right? Okay. At first glance, why are we... Nadav and Avihu weren't bad people. Why are we looking to assign worse and worse chatayim? Do I hear four chatayim, five chatayim? Oh, this chate. And we'll make it worse and worse. Why are we like beating up how bad they were? Kedushe Elyon Elu, Kol Kach Avono Yoterma Mefurash. Especially when the Pasuk says what they did wrong. The Pasuk says, Vayasimu Lak Toret, Vayakrivu Levnei Hashem, Eish Zara Shalot Zivautam. The Pasuk gives what they did wrong. And yet everybody's going to give another reason what they did wrong, and another reason what they did wrong, another explanation of what they did wrong. Ela inyan demand mefarish achi svirale shelo echnisu esh zara al pito chora'a kedar Reb Lezer shor b'fnei Moshe Rabban. It's not that, why did they bring in this outside fire? Because of they got the psak halacha wrong. Ela lehefech Shiadush ein ken halacha l'dor b'nei Aaron. They knew that that wasn't halacha, and yet they did it anyway. Bishvil tikboret atshuka la'sigav an Hashem, because they had this thirst that they needed to quench. This thirst for avad Hashem. Matzu el livavam lasot mashalon itzdavu. They found in their hearts the inclination to do even that which they weren't commanded. V'inkein ein kandin kuhun akla. Therefore, once they were acting not based on being commanded, but based on their heart's desires, their heart's wishes, they are no longer acting as kohanim. They're acting as people just getting their thrills. People just doing what they feel like doing. Because it talks to me. It makes me feel more connected. It makes me feel more inspired. Oh, I'm so, I feel more connected to my Yiddishkeit when I do this. He says, when they do that, they're not acting like Kohanim. Ubazeh gam ki meduyak ma shekatub b'nei Aaron v'achar kach Nadav v'Avihu. It doesn't say, v'yichu Nadav v'Avihu b'nei Aaron, because they weren't doing it as Nadav and Avihu b'nei Aaron. They were doing it as Nadav and Avihu, whoever they are. They weren't doing it in their role as Kohanim. They were doing it in their role as a person who wants to have a religious experience because they feel like it. Because they're so inspired to, because they want to quench this thirst that they have. Right? They're saying, oh, I feel stifled. I want to do X or Y. Why can't I do mix of X or Y? Well, if it's not for you, or if it's not meant to be done in that way, then it's not meant to be done in that way. They didn't go in acting as the sons of Aaron, who had been commanded in all this not to do X or Y. From their own reasons, for their own interests, for their own thirst, their own desires. As though they weren't themselves Kohanim, v'enam uzarim al zeh. So they were, and therefore, meaning the Kohanim were told, don't do X or Y. I'm going in not as a Kohen, I'm not told X or Y. That is the way they went in. And therefore, that explains the pshat in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk switched around v'nei Aaron nadav v'naviyu. It doesn't say Nadav and Avihu b'nei Aaron. Why? Because their reasons for going in wasn't because they were b'nei Aaron. Their reasons for going in was this inappropriate desire to do, even to get a religious experience. Okay? I'm not telling you that any person who, right, I've talked about feminists and all sorts of people doing things they shouldn't be doing in this Dvar Torah, okay? I'm not telling you I am casting aspersions on their motivation. There are people who do that too. Okay, they could be desiring avodas Hashem on the highest level, and avas Hashem, and I want to feel close to Kaddish Baruch Hu. I want to be inspired in my Judaism, and I'm not faulting that. But when the Torah says something, that's what we have to do, and not anything else, because you feel like it, or because you think it'll be better or an improvement on the Torah. Hayitachin. And that is the lesson that Netziv learns from the Chayt of Nadav and Avihu and the punishment of Nadav and Avihu. And like I said, you could find many, many different explanations of what you did, of what they did wrong. And he lists three or four of them. But he's saying at the root of all those is that why are we saying that they did all those things wrong? Because their whole motivation wasn't that they were acting like Kohan, and their whole motivation was to feel inspired, to feel close, to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that they weren't commanded. And that can be a lesson for all of us.